From the Bro Radio Newsroom, I'm Austin Sparks. A Welsh athlete has been awarded £149,000 in compensation after travelling 800 miles for a meeting her boss didn't attend. Beth Littlewood successfully sued the boss of Nuffield Heath in Bridgend, where she formerly worked as a personal trainer. Littlewood, who represented herself in the tribunal, stated that the final straw was driving back from a canoe polo competition in Brandenburg, Germany, to Bridgend for a meeting her boss never turned up to. An 8-year-old boy has been praised by Barry Dock's RNLI for saving his and his grandcha's life. Marley and David Dye Jones took their kayak out at Fontygarry before capsizing, leaving them unable to get back on board. Realising the situation had become serious, Marley rang his nan, who then called the Coast Guard. The two were rescued 2.5 miles from Fontygarry steps. Llantwit Major School have been told that serious improvements are needed after an Estyn report. The inspection, which took place in February, found that special measures are required for the school. Estyn noted that there were shortcomings in teaching quality, curriculum provision, and students' attitudes toward learning. There was also concern over the attendance rate, especially among pupils eligible for free school meals. A shoplifter in Barry has been jailed after numerous thefts across South Wales. 23-year-old Jake Royal admitted to a series of offences in March and April, stealing over hundreds of pounds worth of alcohol, food, collectibles and electronics. The offences took place across Barry, Penarth and Cardiff. He has been jailed for 26 weeks after appearing at Cardiff Magistrates Court. In sport, campaigners have called for the Football Association of Wales to bridge the gap between women's youth and senior international football. Soraya Kelly, the mother of current Welsh goalkeeper Sophia Kelly, has called for the creation of an under-23 and under-21 team. Soraya stated that Wales should follow England and Scotland in having an under-23s team to prevent players dropping out of the developmental system.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to bring you on today's show? So today's show, we're going to be having a look at what sports action has been taking place around the Vale, including your local Vale teams in cricket action. We're going to have a quick look at Cardiff Rugby and see how they got on with the season coming to an end there. And we've got some news coming out of Barry Rugby Football Club, as well as looking forward to the Wales Women's World Cup qualifier that takes place tomorrow, along with the Wales Men's team's 150th game anniversary. That, along with a look at your finalists for the Pro Radio Community Awards, and all that and more here to come at Bro Radio. Here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to start with a little bit of football action, and this is not necessarily Vale related football action, but the Champions League final that took place on Saturday, and I know there's a lot of football fans around the Vale, and they will know that Paris Saint-Germain beat Arsenal. It was 1-1 in the game that went to extra time, and Paris Saint-Germain won 4-3 on penalties. Penalties always a bit of a rough way to go out of a competition there. Started brightly for Arsenal with Havertz scoring on the 6 minutes before Dembele dispatched a penalty on 65 minutes. And that's where the game sort of ended, and there was the extra 30 minutes of extra time which couldn't decide the teams there, and it was Gabriel, the Arsenal defender, with the last penalty of the shootout that unfortunately put that one over the bar there. So that's the pinnacle of the European football that was decided by one kick of a ball. And it was a really interesting match. Arsenal were very much below on the possession, just sort of letting Paris Saint-Germain come on to them a bit there, but it was I think one of the first finals in a good number of years that went through to extra time and penalties, and Paris Saint-Germain are now the second team ever to have back-to-back victories in that, and Arsenal are still yet to win the elusive Champions League. But we're going to bring that back a little bit more closer to home. And the Wales men's team, they've got a friendly at the Cardiff City Stadium, and that takes place tomorrow. That's at 7:15. And that is against Ghana. So we were hoping it was going to be a bit of a World Cup build-up game for Wales, but that's not to be. But Ghana certainly will be using it for that. And it is the 150th anniversary game there for the men's Wales men's team, as we discussed on last week's show. After the first game they ever played in 1876, where they lost to Scotland, but that's kind of put Wales on the international map, and certainly the Wales men's team have been going from strength to strength in the last few years. It was just unfortunate they fell a little bit short there in the qualification for the World Cup that takes place in actually 10 days time. It kicks off, so that's not too far away, and I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye on some of the home nations and having a look at what's going on in the World Cup, because I know there's a lot of people again in the across the Vale who are really just sort of into football and just seeing how the teams get on, and you probably lots of sweepstakes going on in work and in social scenarios as well, and people getting their predictions in. So we'll have a quick look into the World Cup most Mondays. But talking about World Cup, Rhiann Wilkinson has announced her squad as Cymru look to finish their 2027 FIFA Women's World Cup qualifying group on a high against Montenegro and Czechia. Melbourne City midfielder Laura Hughes returns to the squad following an injury alongside Olivia Clark, Kerry Holland and Lois Joel. Scarlett Hill and Eleanor Cole receive call-up after positive display during the UEFA Women's Under-19 Euro qualifiers in April, and Hayley Ladd misses out due to injury. So Cymru, who currently sits second in Group B1 on goal difference, picked up 6 points during the last international window, beating Albania twice. And Wilkinson will be hoping her side can build on this momentum when they face Montenegro on Friday, before the visit of Czechia to the Cardiff City Stadium on Tuesday the 9th of June. And they're the final two stages, but Cymru have secured a playoff place, but the seeding placements will depend on their final position in the group as they battle top spot Czechia. So it's going to be kind of a winner takes all for top spot, as long as Wales can do the business against Montenegro. So that's really exciting. Following on from their exploits in the European Championship. It would be absolutely fantastic for the Wales women's team to actually make it to the 2027 Women's World Cup. So that's not a lot of Vale-based sport, but it's certainly, the football is certainly looking bright for football fans, and there's enough to keep us going. But up next here at Bro Radio, we're going to be having a quick look at what's been going on in rugby around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
The Vale Family Compass is your new one-stop front door for information, advice, support and protection for children, young people, parents and carers in the Vale of Glamorgan. The Vale Family Compass includes the Vale Family Information Service, Family's First Advice Line, Team Around the Family, Vale Parenting Service and the Intake Team. Find out more at valefamilycompass.co.uk or follow us on Facebook. Just search Vale Family Compass.
Learning to swim, whatever your age, is a vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
On Bro Radio, we'll aim to get you from A to B.
We don't mean from Aberthaw to Barry, unless that's your journey.
The latest travel at broradio.fm.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the rugby. And it was the end of the road for Cardiff Rugby as they went down 44 points to 21 in the United Rugby Championship playoff quarterfinal against the Stormers in Cape Town. And they were disappointed, but there was pride there, and that seemed to be the vibe from the Cardiff rugby players and coaches after their season ended. It also brought down the curtain on the Welsh domestic season after the Osprey Scarlets and Dragons failed to make the top eight, with Cardiff finishing sixth in the regular season. And with the financial constraints and off-field issues plaguing Welsh sides again, making the top half of the league and reaching a historic first playoff was a significant progress for the Arms Park side. They're disappointed with the result, but throughout the season it has been great. And, you know, just go on to that. They just hope that they can sort of sort out what's been going on off-field, because A stronger regions is better for the whole of the Welsh rugby pyramid, going both ways down to local teams, but then again all the way up to the international teams. And talking about local teams, Barry Rugby Club have announced a significant step forward as it introduces a football section and expanded rugby league offering as part of long-term vision of moving to a broader multi-sport model. While rugby union will remain at the heart of the club, the introduction of football and rugby league creates new opportunities for participation, and by strengthening community engagement helps more secure a more sustainable future for the club. The move towards a multi-sport structure is designed to increase year-round use of the club, broadening community involvement, attracting new members and partners, and create greater long-term investment into the grassroots sport and well-being within Barry. Vale of Glamorgan league side FC Barry will become part of the wider Barry RFC structure as the club's football section. Initially operating with a senior football team, the introduction of a smaller football operation allows the club to manage the transition effectively given the current facility setup. And rugby league has already been introduced through the Rugby Masters, so that's the veterans range, with plans to expand the offering across multi-age groups from next season as part of the club's wider sporting development. Club chairman and director of Barry Rugby Football Club Limited, Mike Prosser, he did say that this is about protecting and strengthening the future of Barry RFC. Rugby union will always remain the core identity of this club, but if community sports clubs are to thrive long term, they have to evolve with the times, and moving towards a multi-sport model allows us to increase participation, improve sustainability, maximise and use our facilities, and create a stronger platform for the future investment into the club and wider community. And then FC Barry chairman Dave Lewis said that they were proud to become part of the wider Barry RFC community and excited to play a role in the club's long-term vision. And from our discussions with the Barry RFC board, it was clear this was about building something sustainable, community-focused and positive for the future within Barry and sport. We're looking forward to contributing to that journey. And the club looks forward to welcoming new players, coaches, volunteers and supporters into the wider Barry RFC community as it continues to evolve for the future. And the club is holding a second drop-in event for viewing the latest community redevelopment projects, updates and an opportunity to speak directly to the project team. And that's going to be on Wednesday, June the 10th, between 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. So that's lots of exciting news coming out of Barry RFC there. And talk about exciting, we're now looking into one of our local music tracks now, and this is Speak the Truth by Daniel Carl Morgan. And Speak the Truth, it's a bit of a quirky track with an unreliable narrator who spends the entire song trying to convince you they are right.
Thank you. turn the other cheek, but that would be treason. You're a chancer, but can I get an answer? You've always said in a previous life you were a dancer, and it means so much when I get even a little taste of your touch. And it makes no sense to keep me hanging on in a state of suspense. You speak the truth, I've never been a liar, and here's the proof. I speak the truth. You've got to build a wall before you build a roof. If you gotta drink it, don't overthink it. Invaluable jewels are only just a trinket, and I'm glowing without even knowing. The river once dry has flooded, now it's flowing, and it makes no sense when I'm lucky just to get a glimpse of your flesh. It's like a horror movie.
So that was Speak the Truth by Daniel Carl Morgan from our local music playlist here at Bro Radio. And it's your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to be having a look now at what's been going on in the cricket for your selected teams around the Vale. And we're going to start off with the Vale County Cricket Club and their first 11. They lost to Blackwood Town's first 11 by 52 runs. The Vale's second 11, they beat Penarth's third 11 by 176 runs. And the third 11 beat Newport Fugitives' third 11 by 107 runs. And the Vale's fourth 11, they lost to Bridgend Town's fifths by 6 wickets. And what to look forward to for the Vale next weekend? Well, first of all, hopefully the weather will improve, because it's been a little bit of a mixed bag today after such a great week that we've had. But what have we got to look forward to for the Vale? So their first 11, they're away to Miskin Manor's second 11. And the Vale's second 11, they're at home to Pantheg's second 11. And that's going to be at Corntown. The third 11, they're going to be at home to Monmouth's second 11, and that's at Wick Village Green. And the fourth 11, they're going to be away to Cunnan Valley's first 11. But Barry Athletic Cricket were also in action with their first 11, and they unfortunately lost to Cardiff's thirds. And the second 11, they lost to St Fagan's thirds. But what have you got to look forward to if you're a Barry Athletic cricket fan? Well, the first 11, they're home at home to Pontminster and Cross Keys first 11 next Saturday. And the second 11, they're away to Sudbrook's second 11. and moving over to Penarth Cricket Club. And Penarth Cricket Club's first 11 beat Punta Dowlas' first 11 by 76 runs. The second 11, they lost to Chepstow's second 11 by 230 runs. And the third 11, they lost to the Vale second by 176 runs. And the fourth 11, they lost to Bridgend-Town's third 11 by 7 wickets. And the fifth 11, they beat Monmouth's third by 10 wickets. And next Saturday for Penarth, so Penarth's first 11, they're away to Abergavenny's first 11. The second 11, they're at home to Blackwood Town's first 11. And the thirds, they're away to Hopkins Town's firsts. The fourths are at home to Abergavenny's thirds. And the fifth, they're away to Miskin Manor's fourths. So that keeps you up to date with what's been going on with selected results and fixtures for your Vale cricket teams here at Pro Radio.
Pro Radio. Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026, with 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding, live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
Farm shops, tastings and tours, cafes, bars, markets, restaurants, local producers. They've all got one thing in common. They're part of the fantastic food and drink story of the Vale. And we're celebrating them all during the Vale Food Trail. It's on right now until Sunday the 7th of June. So join us as we showcase food and drink that's good for people, place and planet. Taste the best the Vale has to offer. Make sure you're hungry. And plan your visit now. Search Vale Food Trail 2026.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motor Factors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motor Factors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motor Factors, visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
We'll be right back.
is Pro Radio, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we've got an exciting week coming up here as the Pro Radio Community Awards, sponsored by Victoria Park Mazda. That's going to be happening this week, and there's lots of really good people of the Vale nominated for awards there, and you just need to go to the Pro Radio .fm website there, and you can find all those that have been nominated for the awards. And you've probably seen on the social media where we've been managing to get up and speak with the finalists for each of these awards. And just remember, the Sports Club of the Year, and that's been sponsored by Cardio Core Fitness, and the finalists for that one is Barry Amateur Swimming Club, Barry Athletic Football Club, and Barry Rugby Football Club. So they're three great sports clubs there, but to be honest, there's a lot of great sports clubs around the Vale as well, and we will be looking forward to seeing who gets crowned the Sports Club of the Year at the Pro Radio Community Awards. But if you think that there is a sports team, sports club, or sport that I should be talking about here at Pro Radio, then what you need to do is get in touch with me, and you can do that by using the email sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm. Or you can find us on the social medias, and you can drop us a line, and I can be talking about the sports team, sports club, or sports event that's taking place that you think the people of the Vale should know about. Better still, I could ask you to come along here to Pro Radio headquarters, and you could tell the people of the Vale all about this sports team, sports club, or sport that you're so passionate about that you think people should know about. And with that in mind, there has been people who have got in touch with me. And the first one, it's from Barry Athletic Tennis Club there. And they just sort of want to remind people that they're still there. I think a lot of sports clubs, they're still getting back together after the COVID that sometimes feels such a long time ago, but actually wasn't that long ago there. And I think people started sort of doing different types of sports, and they kind of found different ways to get fitness, which didn't always involve going to clubs like this. However, in the middle, Barry Athletic Tennis Club, they're in the middle of an exciting new rebuilding project, and they're working hard to bring the club back to life. Over the past few months, volunteers and members have been investing their time into improving the facilities. You'll find them on their social medias where that's actually come alive. There, and they've managed to participate in summer doubles leagues, and that's the first time in a number of years they've managed to do that. And they've also started to sort of clean up and refresh the courts, install new nets, and they started a program of improvement for the clubhouse and create a welcome environment for both existing members and new members. But with a lot of these clubs, there's a sort of a bit of a challenge of attracting new players and just making locals aware of the facilities that they've got there as well. They sort of believe that tennis should be sort of accessible for everyone, and it doesn't matter what your tennis ability is. You can be an absolute brand new person to tennis, or you can be a seasoned professional, or you could just be someone who's returning back to tennis after you've taken a bit of a break away of it. All are welcome there, new and old. I was going to say with the weather, but obviously the weather's turned a little bit at the moment. But with the way the weather's been, I mean, it's fantastic to get outdoors and play some tennis. So if you fancy giving that a go, if you're not sure, or you just want to give a go to tennis, or you've been away from it for a while and you want to see if you can still muster the overhead shots, then get in touch with Barry Athletic Tennis Club. And I do know that they have been quite active on the social media, so you can find all the information that you need to there. And if outdoor sport isn't your thing, then there is a darts tournament that's being held at the Two Bells in Halton Road, and that's there to raise money for Velindra. And the tournament there is on Sunday, the 28th of June, and that starts at 4 p.m. and entry is £5, and the winner gets a cash prize. And all entries need to be with them by the 20th of June. So that is the Two Bells in Halton Road holding a charity darts match there for Velindra, and I think you'll all know that's a good cause, and it's great. One of those sports that you can enjoy no matter what the weather's doing outside there. So people who get in touch with us via the email, we can get mentions out on the air. So they're the types of things. If you've got any special events or anniversaries coming up, then just get in touch with me here at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And again, there's no extra time or penalties for me on tonight's show. So we're here every Monday bringing you the sports action from around the Vale. And as I said, I'd love to hear from you so you can get in touch and get involved and tell everybody around the Vale of what sporting events that you're doing there. But up next here at Pro Radio, we've got another fantastic evening show with Patrick.
Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful Memorial Park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots, designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724042.
Summer is coming, and we all want our families to enjoy the water safely. In partnership with the RLSS and Drown Prevention Week, Legacy Leisure is here to help everyone, whatever their age, become more confident in water. We offer free swimming assessments in Penarth, Bath,
Barry, Llantwit Major and Cardiff. These will help determine your swimming ability and make you feel at ease before joining our programme. Book now at leisurecentre.com.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8.